Well, let's begin with graduation season. It's here, and some graduations are still virtual, but some are in person.
Right. NMSU's is this weekend, and they've got a blend. And then the following weekend, the 21st and the 22nd, our local high schools are going to do an in-person event.
And on next to a new institute established at NMSU to help families work their way through trauma.
Right. It's called Anna, Age 8, and it's based on a book that studied all the issues that create problems for children in families. And so they've got some legislative money. Senator Bill Soles is a leader on this, and they brought the whole project down to New Mexico State, and hopefully it can make a difference.
And what's in your column this week?
Well, I'm talking about graduates, and I'm kind of looking at how every family member looks at the graduate differently. You know, the parents are obviously the most proud. Sometimes the graduates themselves are the least excited about it. But it also depends on everybody's circumstances. And you may have little siblings that are just rolling around on the floor, you know, not paying attention. And you may have a grandparent that's really excited. So we'll see how that goes.
For some, graduation ceremonies can be quite painful.
Absolutely. Although my youngest daughter's graduating high school this year, so I'll be one of those paying close attention.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
And it looks like Mary Henson is going to be coming to town for an annual fundraiser.
Right. You guys are probably familiar with the Boys and Girls Club and their annual spring fundraiser, the Lou and Mary Henson Community Breakfast. They usually bring a star from the world of sports. Well, they still can't do that yet, but so they're going to do a drive-through breakfast. You can drive up at the Boys and Girls Club next Thursday, May 20th in the morning. Make a donation, pick up some breakfast, and Mary's going to be there. You can say hello. Trying to get back in the groove of things, and we need places to have our kids stay while we go back to work. So.
Yeah. Well, the last year and change has been stressful for everyone, but certainly there has been added stress on teachers and students alike, and Yoga Studio is coming to their aid.
Right. The Las Cruces Public Schools has partnered with a yoga studio, and they're doing Zoom classes. And, you know, I've done yoga before, and it can help with the stress, and we'll see how it works for these students and staff and teachers.
One thing that people who were able to do during the pandemic was home improvement, and so you've got some tips in this week's issue.
We've got a whole section devoted to home improvement, and we look at it from several different angles, from your yard to your kitchen, your bathroom to the living room. I talked to one interior decorator, and she said that the biggest selling piece of furniture in the pandemic has been sofas, because I guess everybody's chilling out and watching Netflix. But they're also looking at pieces of furniture that can serve multiple purposes, so it can be an office desk in the during the day and an entryway settee at night. It's interesting. And a lot of people are moving toward earth tones instead of the grays and blacks and whites we've seen in recent years.
Mm. This summer will bring more in-person camps for kids, and a children's theater of the Mesilla Valley is just one of them.
It's coming back June 1st. They're going to have their classes at the Rio Grande Theater. And the way these usually work, they have a class or a camp for a week or so, and then they culminate the week with a production. So they'll have a live production there at the Rio Grande Theater with the kids. Should be fun.
Border business has been growing in the Santa Teresa area. What can you tell us about that?
You know, Mike Cook does an outline of all the things that are going on. You know, there's more companies coming down there. There's some money infused for different projects, infrastructure projects. And it's been a growing thing the last several years, and it's not stopping because of the pandemic.
And with the time we have left, you have a look at what is going on around the area in sports.
Right. Las Cruces High School boys lost their bid to win back-to-back state titles. We've got some photos from that. The Aggies golf team, the men's team, is going to the NCAAs, and Aggie baseball is back in town for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday games if you want to get out and enjoy the weather. And that's just a sampling, but there's always more. If you can't wait till Friday, you can check us out on the web at LasCrucesBulletin.com, and also check us out on social media.
All right, Richard, thank you for the update. Have a great week.
You too, Casey. Thanks so much.